mean, we could sort of trace black music back and watch the pattern. You know, see how these black folks found this incredible music, you know, that comes from a place of expression, and how it gets co-opted and commercialized and compromised and, you know, and bitten and appropriated and taken. And, you know, my struggle has always been to sort of prevent that from happening, to sort of maintain the soul in everything that I could possibly do.